Risen, The Passion as a Police Procedural. PG-13, 1 hour 47 minutes, drama, mystery, action, historical fiction, February 19, 2016. There are claims in TV spots and trailers that Risen is the best movie about Jesus Christ since The Passion of the Christ. This is a bold statement that is, for the most part, accurate. Since the release of The Passion 2 decades ago, corporate and independent studios view both the large and small screen jumped on the Christian cinematic bandwagon, a genre that, in actuality, has been around since movies began and has never been fully dormant. The biggest problem most critics and the majority of secular audiences have with many movies about Christianity in general, and Christ in particular, is the tendency to soften the edges and simplify the narrative in order to make them safe as milk for the choir. Very few of them take any chances. Risen falls somewhere in between these movies and The Passion by keeping the violence in check and giving non-believers something to think about by reimagining events contained in the Bible. Opening with the conclusion of the crucifixion, Risen tells the story from the perspective of Clavius, a respected and dedicated Roman tribune, who is the right-hand man for Prefect Pontius Pilate. Whether it is to squash Jewish rebels outside of Jerusalem or to see to it that the corpse of Christ is properly entombed, Pilate relies on Clavius's matter-of-fact methods for getting things done. The original habeas corpus. Things get sticky when Pilate is strong-armed by the same Hebrew clerics who clamored for Christ's death to avoid further unrest, and follow it with a request to deliver his corpse soon after his burial. Their theory is that if Christ does indeed rise, it will only solidify his followers' beliefs regarding his immortality. Having a corpse for all to view would prove otherwise. At this point, director Kevin Reynolds and his co-writer Paul Aiello switch narrative gears and turn the film into something of a police procedural. Like any good detective, Clavius starts down the most logical and obvious path by questioning those closest to Christ, Mary Magdalene and the remaining disciples. This approach proves to be highly problematic, as all of them remain unwavering and tight-lipped. All would rather die than aid the very entity that killed their Savior. A conversion begins. What happens next is an event that not even the most faithful or religious could imagine, while providing Clavius with many reasons to not only doubt his mission but his entire belief system. It is a transcendent moment and will rightfully be remembered as one of the most memorable scenes ever in a movie about Christ. It is worth noting that when speaking of Christ, he is not referred to as the Christian Jesus, but rather his given Hebrew name Yeshua, and the actor portraying him is a New Zealander of Maori Polynesian descent who easily passes as Middle Eastern. Mr. Curtis, who frequently plays characters with Latin and Arabic origins, is olive-skinned with black hair and dark eyes. This is one of the few instances where a non-Caucasian has portrayed Christ, a point that resulted in contentious debate. Bully to Reynolds for casting an actor who physically looked like a Middle Eastern man of his era. Perhaps sensing that they might be getting too heavy with the message and the methods, the filmmakers make the understandable mistake of including bits of comic relief along the way. While it mostly works, one scene with the Apostle Bartholomew is particularly funny, the humor is unneeded and feels oddly out of place. Biblical scholars might also take issue with some of the portrayals and, specifically, the ultimate fate of Barabbas, one that is not even close to most accounts. With Risen, Mr. Reynolds and Mr. Aiello have come up with a story that we've never seen before, one that is in no way blasphemous, while offering up a what-if set of circumstances that are entirely believable and could have happened. At worst, it will reaffirm the opinions of firmly entrenched Christians and, at best, will give non-religious viewers a refreshingly new way to look at one of the most significant events in world history. The film is available on home video and to stream on Vudu, Amazon Prime, DirecTV, and Apple TV+. Risen. Director, Kevin Reynolds. Starring, Joseph Fiennes, Tom Felton, Peter Firth, Cliff Curtis, Maria Botto. Running time, 1 hour, 47 minutes. MPAA rating, PG-13. Release date, February 19, 2016. Rating, 3.5 out of 5. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.